Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют. 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hey, Marion. How was your weekend at your grandparents' farm?
Oh, it was really great, Henry. There were plenty of things to do, and I wasn't bored at all, like I thought I might be.
Yes, last week you mentioned you didn't want to spend your weekend in the country. But I guess it turned out okay then.
It did. I'd forgotten that my grandmother had a huge garden and there were lots of fresh vegetables that we picked on Saturday. She's also got a small apple orchard, although the apples weren't ripe enough for picking yet.
I like working in the garden, actually. I mean, we haven't got a big one here in town.
We've got room for a row of green beans and a couple of fruit bushes in ours, that's all. So, actually, it was quite nice to see a real garden. I think it's a lot of work, though. There was enough produce to take to the farmer's market in town. Gran makes a bit of money from it sometimes.
Do your grandparents have any farm animals?
Just a couple of horses. And they've got 3 dogs, but I wouldn't consider the dogs farm animals.
Oh, I see. I thought there would be cows and pigs roaming about.
No, neither of my grandparents care for that sort of stuff. It's an enormous job to take care of those animals. Oh, I've just remembered, actually. My gran does have some chickens. They're in the barn with the horses. She keeps them to produce eggs.
Did you have some while you were there?
Yes, we did that first morning. Gran made omelettes for everyone. There were 4 of us for breakfast, so she had to use quite a few eggs. Luckily, she didn't have to go into town and get more. Well, at least not until the next day.
It sounds as though you had a great weekend. I'm envious, actually. I wouldn't mind getting out of town and doing something different.
You're welcome to come with me next time if you like. I'm sure you'd love it. We'll be going in another month. I'll ask you about it again nearer the time.
Thanks. I'll keep it in mind.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again.
Hey, Marion. How was your weekend at your grandparents' farm?
Oh, it was really great, Henry. There were plenty of things to do, and I wasn't bored at all, like I thought I might be.
Yes, last week you mentioned you didn't want to spend your weekend in the country. But I guess it turned out okay then.
It did. I'd forgotten that my grandmother had a huge garden and there were lots of fresh vegetables that we picked on Saturday. She's also got a small apple orchard, although the apples weren't ripe enough for picking yet.
I like working in the garden, actually. I mean, we haven't got a big one here in town.
We've got room for a row of green beans and a couple of fruit bushes in ours, that's all. So, actually, it was quite nice to see a real garden. I think it's a lot of work, though. There was enough produce to take to the farmer's market in town. Gran makes a bit of money from it sometimes.
Do your grandparents have any farm animals?
Just a couple of horses. And they've got 3 dogs, but I wouldn't consider the dogs farm animals.
Oh, I see. I thought there would be cows and pigs roaming about.
No, neither of my grandparents care for that sort of stuff. It's an enormous job to take care of those animals. Oh, I've just remembered, actually. My gran does have some chickens. They're in the barn with the horses. She keeps them to produce eggs.
Did you have some while you were there?
Yes, we did that first morning. Gran made omelettes for everyone. There were four of us for breakfast, so she had to use quite a few eggs. Luckily, she didn't have to go into town and get more. Well, at least not until the next day.
It sounds as though you had a great weekend. I'm envious, actually. I wouldn't mind getting out of town and doing something different.
You're welcome to come with me next time if you like. I'm sure you'd love it. We'll be going in another month. I'll ask you about it again nearer the time.
Thanks. I'll keep it in mind.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.